Listener Production.
Hi there, I'm Celeste Mitsiu. Canberra has given another signal wages will rise to meet cost of living pressures. Workplace Relations Minister Tony Burke says the country's lowest paid workers have no space at all despite inflation easing. They will make their submission to Fair Work tomorrow. An overhaul to the RBA 9 reports interest rates could be set by a committee of economic specialists and not a board. The institution is undergoing its first review in four decades. Linda Burney has pleaded with Australians to support the Voice to Parliament referendum. The opposition leader wasn't present this morning when the government introduced the constitutional amendment bill to the lower house.
There will always be those that seek to hold us back. Those doubters, those wreckers, they want to hold Australia back. Well, we want to take Australia forward.
And the organisers behind Barack Obama's speaking tour have apologised to Aboriginal elder Auntie Joy Murphy after she was dropped from his Melbourne event. She was supposed to give a welcome to country last night and wanted to bring a support person, but she was told she was being too difficult. A fresh injury blow for Josh Schuster. He's picked up a quad issue and has been ruled out of Manly's clash with Newcastle on Saturday. Parramatta will attempt to put another week of destruction behind them in tonight's Round 5 opener against the Roosters. It comes in a week where captain Clint Gutherson was told the Eels will shop around for another fullback, but Triple M's Mark Iyer says it never should have been made public.
It's disrespectful to Gutho, that's all. I just don't think he deserves to be having this played out so openly.
Switching codes and Jake Stringer will be named in Essendon's team tonight for Saturday's clash with St Kilda. Bombers coach Brad Scott put the forward through the VFL on the weekend to increase his match fitness, a move skipper Zach Merritt supports.
I think Brad did the right thing by getting a game into him. He missed a bit of the pre-season and I haven't seen him work this hard probably ever before, to be honest, the last 2 months in particular.
Magpie Mason Cox has been ruled out of tomorrow's clash with the Tigers after scans revealed he has internal bleeding following a bump to his ribs last week. And the clouds are clearing over Melbourne's Albert Park as the first of the cars hit the track for the Aussie GP. More than 400,000 people are expected to attend over the 4 days.